Hi.
Hi, Peggy. This is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a record line, of course. And then, what was it? I just got the voicemail. 1 second.
Ben that has never lived at this address. He passed.
No, that was just the that was the just the first address for exposure. Is it, let me look in the document. What is the address? Which address?
My address now?
No, the one that you're saying is
that Ben was at 6709 Riley Hill Road. Still Wendell. It's only 2 miles from this house to the old house, to the house we had together.
1 second.
But without his income, I just couldn't swing it.
So the address is, so I should change the address. It's not 6216 Fairhope for you?
It is for me.
Okay.
But it's not for him, and it's asking for patient information right now.
Oh, all that I filled in. Yeah, hold on. Let me see where it says patient. 1 second. What address do you have? Is it in front of you? That's not.
6216 Fairhope Lane. That's correct.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's because it's not showing that address for him. It's basically showing it for you. It's because the contract is like basically you're the executor or executrix, so it's showing it basically his address would be that because that's your address.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
He never
yeah.
lived here. That's what confused me.
No, that's why I was like, what? Okay, yeah, no. Because I was like, we put it right. Let me make sure to, yeah. No, that was the address. That's your address, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's just about who's ever signing the paperwork's address mainly, the contact address. So that'd be you.
Okay. So where his name is,
mm-hmm.
When it calls for the signature, I'd still put my signature in?
Yes, because you're signing on his behalf since he is, of course, no longer with us, unfortunately. So you tap on that box, and then it'll fill in the signature. And then next, we'll take you to the next one. And then if anything is wrong, I'll see it if anything's not right. I'm looking through it again, too. Wake County, right? Wake?
Yes.
Okay. Carrie Gearing is your daughter, emergency contact, CarrieGearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I know I have her phone number correct because I looked it up. And then... Yep. Everything's right here for the address. Treated around 2015 at Duke Riley Hospital. Duke University was where he was diagnosed. Phoenix. Okay. Yep. Yeah, all this is correct on my end.
Okay.
So if it asks for his name, if anything is his name, it's basically you signing. Because on the, like on my end, it shows it as, here, let me pull it up. Peggy. It would say Benjamin Gay, and then it says injured, and then it says your name, Peggy Gay, and then executor slash executrix. On the documents, I don't want to open it because it'll kick you out if I open it, but usually it should say that on there. It will say, like, your name. On the first page, it would say your name, Peggy Gay, and then in representation of or executor of, and then it would say your husband's name, Benjamin Gay.
Okay.
Yeah, once you hit complete, I'll review it to make sure that the executrix part's in there. It should be, though, because I mapped it that way. Well, put it in there that way.
Okay. Yeah, you want to write this down?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm remembering correctly, his mm-hmm. social is 241
One second.
Seven, 241-78 2778.
Yep, I got the last four. I'll put that.
And I may be remembering wrong.
No, as long as you can just confirm the last four, to the best of your knowledge, is 2778, correct?
Yeah, I was trying to find
Yeah, I have it in the documents. It's 2778, so that's fine. As long as you can confirm it to the best of your knowledge. And then, yeah, I'll leave it as 2778. And then let me know once you see finish. That's gay.
Oh, okay.
No, you're good. Take your time. I'm in no rush. And then, yeah, once you finish, I will – let me actually get all the information for this, too. I actually have it open currently. Hold on. Where is it? And then I think I need to read you this last paragraph. I'm not sure if I read it to you last time, but let me find it and read it to you. Hold on. It's once, whenever you hit finish, I'll read it to you. Yeah, it's once you get you complete. And tort, con, there we go. Round up.
I'm trying so hard to finish this food.
Oh no! What did they get? What did they give you for? What did you have for lunch?
Swedish meatballs with
okay.
Rice with sweet peas and carrots mixed in, and then broccoli for my other vegetable.
Okay, Jim. Okay. That sounds
and
good.
It's not a real big serving, but I just got too full.
I get it. I am always a light eater too, so
it's kinda like a TV dinner, but it's not quite a TV dinner.
I see. So I got you. So it's like kinda already pre warmed up.
Yeah, the insurance company sends me, well, last year they sent me 2 weeks supply after being in the hospital each time.
Really? Oh, man.
This year they dropped it back to supply.
Is it Meals on Wheels?
No.
The phone's cutting out a little bit. I'll call you.
Or
it cut out.
UPS or...
The phone cut out a little bit. The phone cut out right there. If we get disconnected, I'll call you back, though.
Okay.
It cut out right there a little bit.
They send it in, they send it in via UPS.
Uh-huh.
And so
so you get it for the whole... Oh, I see. So, like, for two... So they send it all at once?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In one container. Oh, that's cool. This is what they call it? Did they call it real food? anyhow, it's similar to a TV dinner, but it's not quite a TV dinner. But it is pre-cooked.
I see. Okay. Somebody made it though earlier. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's low on salt. It's heart healthy.
That's good.
Diet, and it's really good. But I just got full.
I get it.
And I'm still trying to eat it. But
no, you got to try to eat all of it, even if it takes a while. It's okay.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
Okay,
you were checking on something and I...
No, you're good. Everything is correct on my end. Just basically, you just have to tap the rest of the yellow, and then it'll fill in your signature. And then on the last one, it's going to ask you to draw your initials. You just want to draw your initials in that, and then you'll see a finish.
Okay.
And then whenever you see, you need Vendocky sign, you know, but yeah. But yeah, once you hit finish, let me know. And then I'll wait till you're done, and then I'll read you this. Just have to read you this last statement. Like once you hit finish.
Okay.
Let me know. Hold on. I'll send you a text too. Peggy. Martha. Round up. E4D reaching out to your, what do you see on the screen right now?
Hold on.
Okay.
I just opened it back up to
Yeah. So once you hit review, it'll take you back into it. It might have you like do continue and agree again in that those like first yellow boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're in it, after you hit start, it'll take you back in it. You might have to draw your signature again. I'm unsure if it saves or not if you reopen or close it. So, but you might have to just draw it once, and then it'd save it again.
Yeah, I got to start again with the please sign.
Yeah, it's going to probably make you do it once, that please sign. And then again, at the end, the please sign is going to come up, but that's for the initials. The compliance gives a hard time to people.
I'm
if they
to tap and...
It'll save it because your signature's
probably... But it's not putting my initials in and it's not...
No, your signature probably... Your signature probably is saved, so it just fills it in.
It just went to let me do it this time.
Yeah. So it either filled it in on those ones or it's letting you draw it. And then it'll say adopt and confirm for the initials or signature. And then...
Got it.
And then I think after the initials, you should see finish. And if you hit finish, it'll take you to anyone you missed. If you did miss one.
Okay. Yes, 7, 3, 4, 5. All right, big mind. See how you're doing. I'm sure you're going to climb the wall.
Find their direct number. Round up. E40 Pulaski. That's what it was. Okay.
I'm having a little trouble reading it because the print is so small.
Which part are you? Is it the questionnaire or the contract itself? What does it say on the page?
I understand that if my medical or billing record contains information.
So that's a HIPAA release form. So it'd be basically so that they can pull Benjamin's medical records. So you're giving them permission to pull the records. And then it's all the information that I got from you, birthday, and then birthday. What else is on there? I don't want to kick you out of the document. That's why I don't want to open it. Everything is what we went over, though, when we spoke the other day. It's any information of that.
I can't remember how to get you on speaker, so I'm having to go back and forth.
Oh, you're good. Sorry. No, you're good. If you hit finish and anything is, I'll review it, too, because I don't want to open it and kick you out, so...
You Okay. Come on.
If you miss one, it'll take you up.
Huh?
If you missed any and you hit finish, it'll take you up to anything you missed. If you did miss anything.
Yeah, I was just trying to get my signature in. It wasn't letting me put it in.
It's, I think because it's saved and then it, once you tap now, it just will fill it in. Whenever you tap.
Yeah,
it
was
here.
Filling it in, but when I got to the.
Oh, the last two. Yeah.
It's
those bottom two. Yeah, the last the last page is for the signature and the initials, yeah. It for some reason doesn't let doesn't save the first one for that last page.
Oh, that's right. Y'all got my signature as Peggy Collier Gay and I signed Peggy C Gay. I wonder if that's creating an issue.
No, that's not creating. It does not you could sign it as long as you're not signing it as a line or anything, it's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when you hit finish, what happens?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to finish yet.
Oh, you're good. Oh, you're good. No worries. Yeah, anywhere there's yellow, it'll say like required or sign here. Anywhere there's
mm-hmm.
like yellow like that, just tap. And then
yeah.
if whenever you hit next, it'll take you to the next one. And yeah, don't.
Okay.
Don't worry. People have signed with squiggly lines before, and just as long as it's not like a line or a dash, it won't even cause an error. It would be me looking at it and saying, "Oh, we got to redo it." But trust me, as long as it's your best attempt, it's all that matters.
Yeah, it's my best attempt.
I get it. It's hard on the phone.
It's my sloppy signature.
It's all right. It's hard on the phone.
Even if I was signing it. In person, it still would be sloppy. My handwriting is terrible.
No, I get it. Sometimes I have to call people back because they signed in an initial box or something like that. But compliance people will say, like, that's not a clear enough signature. But I don't know how I'm able to tell somebody that's their signature or not, you know?
Yeah. Back when I was in elementary school, we used to get graded on that.
On your signature.
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. I was in school too, they were still grading on cursive and signatures and stuff like that. I think they've stopped now, but.
And in the 5 years that I got graded on my signature, I got 1 A. The rest of it was always a C.
Oh, really? They said you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how bad my handwriting was, and it still is.
I have not the greatest handwriting either, so I get it.
I mean, I can write in cursive, you know. I can write fluently in cursive. It's just my handwriting is not good.
No, I get it. Mine is terrible. I'm terrible at drawing, handwriting, all that stuff. So I love. I'm a big fan of computers. So. That's probably why.
Well, I am when I'm on my laptop,
mm-hmm.
but being on my phone, I'm not as good.
Yeah, the phone is a little different because they're a little it's a little newer than computers because computers have been around for a little more than phones. Well,
mm-hmm.
And phones are pretty.
But when I was trying to, I got my new computer in the other week.
Oh, really?
I was
okay.
all excited, but when I was trying to get signed in, I forgot what my...
Your logins were? You got...
Yeah.
Was it for Gmail or something?
Well, no, I remembered that.
Okay, that's like
I
the main one you need.
My password was.
For...
And,
not for Gmail, right?
No, I keep my computer.
Oh,
under
your computer.
Password.
I see. Oh, you forgot the computer password?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can always...
And my Google password, I forgot that. And I had to... I got locked out.
You had to make a new account.
Because, no, I'm going to have to do a new password, but
yep.
I had too many attempts.
And it locked you out. Yeah.
So, I was locked out for the day, yeah. And I haven't gotten back to it. I know I'm I think I remember it now, but it's too late.
If you're able to log into your, if you're able to go to, you should go to Gmail, log in, and then if you go to Gmail, it should keep you logged in to your Google account, because Gmail is part of Google, unless it's two different accounts. If it's two different accounts, then it wouldn't be, but.
Mm-mm. It's not two different accounts, but they also do, what is it, an Outlook account for me.
Oh, that's what it, yeah. Okay, I see.
And that I don't remember. I used to have it saved.
Yeah, Outlook is not as big as it was. They've kind of fallen off in the tech space.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hit, are you close? Do you see the finish, or do you just see next still on the yellow?
No, I kind of gave up on it until I finished eating those. I got it down to 2 bites.
No, you're good. Take your time. Yeah, all that's left on that, too, since you signed and everything already, is just tapping where the yellow is.
Okay.
So just going through and tapping the yellow.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, call me back whenever.
Go through the thing.
Yeah, call me. It should have everything saved. And then, yeah, call me back once you are done eating, and we will speak then. I'm going to go to lunch in, like, 40 minutes, but I'll be back in if I don't hear from you in, like, 40 minutes, I'll be back in 1 hour. So at
noon. What time is it there?
I'm in California, so it's 11:20 right now.
I was going to ask you earlier what time it was, because I knew it, you couldn't have the same time I had.
No, yeah, I'm on the West Coast. It's, yeah, because you're in Raleigh, right? You're like North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always wear a Duke sweater. It's funny. My actual picture is me in a Duke sweater. Are you a Duke or North Carolina fan? I'm not really a fan.
I'm a Carolina fan.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say I'm not really a fan of either. I just have the sweater. It's a good sweater, so.
I kind of quit watching them when it became such a political thing or a battle over whether you could be a Christian or not, and people were disclaiming their faith in order to be able to play the games and stuff. And once I got into hockey in 2019, that was pretty much consumed my, and it still does, my attention span for sports.
I'm sorry, that's okay. And then, I only have the sweater because my father got it when he would always travel, and he'd get me sweaters from different schools and stuff when he would go.
Mm-hmm.
I had an Oxford one that was really cool, Duke, any school you could think of. But yeah, do call me back when you are done eating, and then we will complete this. You might even be able to complete it without me, because all you have to do now is just tap basically the yellow, like I said.
Yeah.
But call me if I don't hear from you. By like in an hour and a half, I'll call you back when I get back from lunch. All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's 2:20 here.
2:20, so it'll be 4 when I call you back.
Okay.
Is that too late?
No. That's
okay.
Perfect.
I will call you back right at 4 your time, so about an hour and a half. All right.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful. I'll speak with you in an hour and a half. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful dear. Until I speak with you again, I guess. I was going to say the rest of the day. But, okay, I'll speak with you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.